This is Egano English, the show where we talk about movies, we talk about TV shows, and we talk about, well, whatever we want to talk about, all of it in English. And coming to you not from Hiroshima, but from Fukuoka, the champions of the Japan series. I am Mike, and joining me, as she always does, is the lovely Kinoko. Kinoko.
Hello, I'm Kinoko, the co-host of this show. この番組では映画やテレビドラマを楽しみながら英語を学びます。お送りするのは私、キノコと、本日は福岡から放送のマイクです。よろしくお願いします。Oh, hi. Hello. From Tokyo to Fukuoka.
Yes, it's Fukuoka.
Yeah, Fukuoka. You are learning Japanese in an intensive language course in Fukuoka, right?
Yes, I am. It's, from about 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Just class.
Oh, class.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, how about the rest of the day you spent?
Well, how is the rest of the day? The rest of the day is I usually go to Verochi.
Where?
Verochi, the cafe.
Verochi. Red のとこでしょ? Dark red cafe.
Yeah, it's just about a minute walk from the apartment that I'm staying in. So I just go and I study. And probably drink too much coffee.
and study? Continue to study in Verochi?
Yes.
Oh, great. You're a very diligent student.
Well, it costs money. So I now understand.
So how was your Japanese?
Oh, my Japanese is horrible.
Yeah.
Well, I know everything. And I've studied everything. And I think that probably a lot of people, you know, are in the same situation. It's like I studied all the grammar. And I learned all of the grammar. But I've never used it. So I don't remember it. And I don't remember, like, really how to use it and how to use it well.
I am Japanese, so I don't know how to learn Japanese.
Well, for Japanese people, you know, when they learn English, all the same. Japanese people, you study a lot of grammar in school. But when it comes time to use what you learned, a lot of Japanese people have trouble and it's difficult for them. Because you don't have enough practice using it.
So I sometimes make a mistake.
Yeah,
we're recording.
I make lots of mistakes, even in class.
That's good.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a big, big difference between, like, you learn something like, you know, like, teoku.
Teoku.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's a very simple thing to learn. Right, teoku. But you learn that, and you're in class, and you practice that. And, you know, at first it's difficult, but you practice, and you practice, and you practice. And you get good at it. And then you have to learn how to use it in real life.
I see.
Because it's like you know something. But you just don't know to use it.
So,
the different stages, different steps.
Yeah.
For a foreign language.
Teoku is difficult for you?
No.
No.
No, it's just an example. Maybe a bad example. It's very simple, but...
I see.
Yeah, just, you know something, you know how to use it, but when you're in a conversation with someone, a friend, or... it can be difficult to know when to use it or to think of using it because you don't think of like, oh yeah, I should have used teoku or something, you know.
So nanda. What is today's phrases or verb phrases or key sentences you learned today?
Today was horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah. Because today we studied keigo.
Keigo ka. Yeah, even Japanese people don't use it keigo.
Yeah.
Correctly.
Omochi shimasu.
Omochi shimasu ka.
Yeah.
Do you know the Japanese manga of Nihonjin no? 日本人の知らない日本語だったかな。 It's about a Japanese language school in Japan for foreign people. And the heroine is teacher of Japanese. Japanese teacher who teach Japanese to foreign people. And all the students are, of course, foreigners. And that's very funny. And it makes me... How difficult or how complicated to use Japanese, especially to use a keigo. Then even us don't use it correctly. So that even me. Even we don't use it correctly. So, and the most impressive episode is about, なんだっけな、ファミレス敬語だったかな。ファミレス or コンビニ敬語。ファミレス meaning family restaurant.
Yeah.
And コンビニ敬語 is convenience stores keigo.
Yeah.
It is too
it's over the top.
So.
Yeah, we had a good today we had like a good 5 minute conversation about ohia.
Ohia.
Ohia. Cuz even our teacher who I think she's been teaching for like 30 years. Even she was like, I don't know why.
Why ohia is ohia なのかが分かんない。She doesn't know about it.
Yeah, she's like, I never use it. I always just say omizu.
Ohia ne.
I think it's just because ohia, ohiasu, to make cold, so.
So ne. And that means water, cup of glass of water.
Yeah, cold water. You're asking cold for cold water.
Yeah.
But that very common kind of Japanese, let's shorten everything.
So da ne, ohia. So da yo ne.
But yeah, studying language is fun.
Yeah, I know that.
The using it part is difficult.
But you must. Maybe after this course, you are fluent in Japanese. So this program is not Eiga no English, but Eiga no Japanese.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be that good. But.
Okay. So I use Japanese and you use I use English and you use Japanese.
Well, that'd be fun.
Okay.
So before I forget, because I will forget, when I went to Okinawa and I went to Yoshinoya.
Yoshinoya, yeah.
And
yeah.
they have like the Okinawa specialty of taco rice.
Yeah.
So the first day that I got here, it was on Sunday. And yeah. I was like, oh, I'm hungry. It's lunchtime. It's like, I don't know where to go. Ah, there's a Mos Burger. So I went to Mos Burger. I don't usually go to Mos Burger. So I'm not certain if it's like a Kyushu thing or if they have it in the rest of the country. But I had a Nakatsu. They have a Nakatsu Karaage Baga.
Hey, Nakatsu Karaage Baga Burger.
Is it Nakatsu or Nakasu?
Nakatsu kana? Nakasu. Maybe. It's many. It's in Fukuoka and how can I say that?
Is it the Fukuoka or the Oita?
Nakatsu desho? Nakasu?
Nakasu is in
Fukuoka. Is in Fukuoka. Fukuoka-shi? Yeah, Fukuoka-shi.
There's like a Nakatsu in Oita. I don't know.
Wakanai na.
But it's a very good...
Maybe listeners know that.
Yes, please help us.
And karaage burger.
Yeah, it's just the little pieces of fried chicken in there. It was really good. I was surprised.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Good.
And then... on Sunday night. Do you know Hard Rock Cafe?
No.
I went to... It's near the Yahoo Dome.
Hard Rock Cafe.
It was started... I think it was started by a bunch of musicians. And it's just, it's a music-themed restaurant. And you go in and they have, like, you know, replicas of, you know, Jimi Hendrix's guitar and Elvis Presley's guitar.
Replica.
Well, the original Hard Rock Cafe, which might be in Las Vegas. They have like the real stuff. You know, they have like Jimi Hendrix's real guitar and everything. They're not, but it's a very big international chain now, so they can't. But I was there and I was eating, and you know, they play like music videos and everything, and you're sitting there watching it, and then all of a sudden I heard something. I'm like, oh, I know this song. I remember this song. Don't tell me now. The Queen. Don't Stop Me Now. Do you know that song?
Don't know again.
So maybe this will help. I was sitting there listening to it. It made me remember a movie that we saw, we've talked about on this show. I was thinking of that movie, and then I realized that the lights were blinking on and off. Not really to the beat of the song, but close enough to the beat of the song. It was somebody's birthday. It was their birthday. Yeah, they had one of the customers of the store. It was their birthday. So instead of doing like happy birthday, they started playing that song and the lights started flashing. And they brought about a cake and I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Déjà vu,
Dané. Yeah.
Wow, that déjà vu. Winky.
Yeah.
Queen. And all of a sudden, there are many zombies outside in the Hard Rock Cafe. Wow, perfect déjà vu.
I was hoping someone would come and bring me a pool stick and I could just They should do that. They should like dance in a circle of a pool stick.
I know how you are enjoying Fukuoka.
Yeah, and if the listeners, if any listener doesn't understand, we, but a month or two ago, watched a movie called Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
And one of the scenes was they were inside a bar. And like these zombies broke in, and this song started playing, and they're all dancing around this zombie, like hitting him with a pool stick in beat.
Yes, right. Yeah,
fantastic scene. All right, so let's move along to streaming news. And streaming news is where we talk about the different streaming services that we can use here in Japan. The Netflixes, the Hulus, the Amazon Prime Videos, and that's really all we talk about. And when we have no streaming news, we talk about some movie news. So, Kinoko, do you have any streaming news for us today?
Oh, as usual, no.
No. All right, so then let's talk about some movies. And if no one knows, they are making the Fantastic Beast and Where to Find Them. And I think they're going to make this into a trilogy. So there's going to be three movies. And Fantastic Beast and Where to Find Them, this is... I don't know if it's a sequel. I don't know if it's a prequel, but it's set. It takes place in the Harry Potter universe. So this is a J.K. Rowling thing, and it's more just kind of Harry Potter-ish.
Horror-ish.
Harry Potter-ish.
Harry Potter-ish.
Yeah, because we don't know if Harry Potter is going to be in it. We know some people from the Harry Potter series will be in the movie. They'll make an appearance, but don't know if it will be Harry Potter. It might be before Harry Potter. I don't know much about it, but they are making this now. So that's, if you're a Harry Potter fan, this is exciting news. I know my nieces are very excited about this.
Oh, so なんだ.
And the Harry Potter movies are fantastic movies.
I only watched the first episode. The first movie? Yeah, first movie.
They're fantastic movies. They're good movies. The acting in it is really, really good. I mean, you have Gary Oldman, Helena Bonham Carter, some fantastic actors, and
Helena Bonham Carter got Harry Potter did it, no?
Yeah.
え、本当に?
She is.
え、そうなの? Harry Potter.
In Harry Potter, yeah.
どこに出てるの? これを調べればいいんだね。
I think she is like the sister or the cousin of Gary Oldman's character. I don't remember the names, but yeah. And Gary Oldman is Harry's uncle.
そうなんだ.
Yeah.
My husband loves her.
Yeah. I've always had like a major crush on her.
あ、そう。いや、綺麗だけどなんか変わった顔するよね。そう。 And he also he loves the Anne Hathaway.
Not a big Anne Hathaway fan.
you don't agree with that.
Not Anne Hathaway, no.
Oh, no. Why? I just thought that you prefer Helena Bonham Carter in Hawaii.
Yes. She's odd. But she's also very cute. Anne Hathaway is just... Too normal? Yeah.
Eh? Why? すごい綺麗。めちゃめちゃ整ってるじゃない。 Her face is typically beautiful face だと思う。
Go to California and you'll just see like 1,000 Anne Hathaways, I think. So.
Recently, she, her new movie was on now in Japan, maybe with Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway movie?
Yes.
A recent Anne Hathaway movie.
Yes.
The Intern.
Ah, so.
With Robert De Niro, Rene Russo. I like Rene Russo.
Robert De Niro.
How many De Niro do you have today? Or whatever that was. Never mind. Inside joke. All right.
Okay.
So, the December 4th in Japan, we're going to see the release of the Peanuts movie.
Peanuts.
Do you know the Peanuts?
Snoopy.
Yes.
Good animation.
Yes.
Not live action.
It's an animated movie, yeah. And it's gotten like fantastic reviews. A lot of people have been saying it's a really good movie. And that comes out the December 4th here in Japan. This was like a big talk in America. They released the Japanese version for the Star Wars trailer. So the
Japanese version of the Star Wars trailer.
Yes. So there will be a link in the show notes. It's up on YouTube.
Thank you.
And it has Japanese subtitles. But the big talk is that usually, you know, an American movie, a Hollywood movie, will make a trailer, and then they make an international version of the trailer. But they are different. It's the same trailer.
They just add
subtitles to it and add, you know, the language, the text on
Subtitles. Like that. Japanese narration.
Yeah. This is completely different trailer. The one that we have linked, it's completely different. It shows lots of new scenes from the movies, and everyone was like really excited.
So you can enjoy the US version of trailer and Japanese version of Star Wars trailer and other countries' Star Wars trailer, French version or Russian version.
I think there's only the Japanese version at the moment. I don't know.
Why? Because Japanese is a lucrative market.
Yes. Also, in the show notes, we have a link to the new Warcraft trailer. Yeah, so if any of our listeners are World of Warcraft players, this will be big for them. I watched the trailer. It looks really good. It looks very interesting. I played World of Warcraft a little bit. I was never a big fan of it. But World of Warcraft is like, it is the online game. So it's an MMO.
So online game became a movie.
Yes, they've turned it into a movie. The multiplayer.
すごいゲームっぽいね、確かに。I am checking the link, YouTube link. Mm-hmm. Now I'm checking the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah,
and very, very game-like. Very spectacular.
Yeah, the CGI isn't as good as it could be, I think.
Also,
but it might be better, like, for the movie when they release the movie. They haven't actually finished it, so. But if you don't know World of Warcraft, the movie is going to be very Lord of the Rings, because you have humans and you have orcs,
and
they are fighting one another. So.
Alright.
It'll be very big fantasy movie, but it looks really good.
Okay.
All right. And we'll just skip that. So
information about upcoming movies.
Upcoming movies. It's exciting. All right, so then let's move on to what's on TV. And what's on TV, this is when Kinoko and I talk about all of the different TV shows and movies that we watch. And did you watch anything this week?
This week, I only watched Glee and Anna Karenina. How about you?
I watched a little football.
Good.
That was
I watched the small tournament. This is the big news for you because you saw some small wrestlers in Fukuoka.
I did. Yeah, I was surprised because I was just walking down the street and I just saw a couple of sumo wrestlers. I'm like, and then I
wearing kimono yukata wear.
Yeah, wearing the yukata and with their top knot. So they're like the real sumo wrestlers, right? I mean, people don't dress like that.
Maybe they must be a sumo wrestler. Real sumo wrestler.
So the Kyushu tournament is happening now.
Yes. From this from November 8th. From November 8th to Nishiokan, 2 weeks. For 2 weeks.
How's it going?
Actually, it's very first part of the tournament, so I can't predict what's happening for the next, but so far, so good and so bad.
It's that interesting.
Because two Yokozunas, Hakuho and Harumafuji, came back to the tournament after injury. But Hakuho continued to win, but Harumafuji and other Yokozuna Kakuryu lost his. Lost his game to
match.
One for two to match.
So you can lose the title, right?
Last tournament, Yokozuna Kakuryu win the championship.
But I mean the Yokozuna. If you continue to do poorly. Then they can demote you, right?
I see. So you mean Yokozuna, even Yokozuna lose some matches, they don't go down to the pyramid.
They don't?
Don't.
So if you become Yokozuna, then you're always
Yokozuna. Always Yokozuna.
Oh.
But if they continue to lose or do bad behaviors or あんまり勝てなかったら, if they don't win so much, they have a very, very pressure to retire.
A lot of pressure.
yeah, a lot of pressure and many people, many fans say you should retire right now. So it was not a lot of pressure.
Are you going to continue watching?
Of course, but I have something to do in the tournament hour, so I have to cheer them up.
Cheer for them.
Cheer. How was the wrestlers in front of you?
They looked kind of small.
Small.
Yeah, I mean, I saw two of them and it looked like they were going to ride the bus. So I'm pretty confident that they're very young and low ranking. Because they're riding the bus.
It's all the higher ranking wrestlers. They have a supporters car.
Yeah.
Limousine.
Yeah, a driver.
Yeah.
Or take a taxi.
They smell. Didn't you feel something?
I did not get that close.
Okay. The grease of the top knot has a peculiar smell. It makes me, I don't know. This is a peculiar smell. Rather sweet smell.
They put something in their hair? Some kind of oil?
Yes. To make their top knot. Every wrestler put on them.
Like a cream or grease or?
Grease.
It's grease. They use grease.
Like grease. So this is the symbol of Sumo-san. Okay.
That's interesting. Is that common? Do most people know this? Most people in Japan, do they know that about the hair?
Yeah, in Skabra, the hair in Greece. Maybe.
Okay. All right. So then let's move forward to Spoiler Zone. This is where we are going to talk about Glee. Was that season 1, episode 21? We are going to spoil this. We're going to talk about everything that happens in this show. But before we do that, we are going to spoil for you Anna Karenina.
Yeah, Karenina.
A movie based off of the book by Tolstoy?
Yes, Tolstoy. Leo Tolstoy.
And in late 19th century Russian high society, St. Petersburg aristocrat Anna Karenina enters into a life-changing affair with the dashing Count Alexei Vronsky.
Yes, very typical type of destructive love affair.
Destructive. Very, very destructive it was.
And the original book is very long. The Japanese translation has four volumes.
Well, the movie itself was over 2 hours. It was a little long.
But that's not enough.
There was a lot that was missed because I haven't read the book. You've read the book.
Yes, of course. Every year, especially in fall, I sometimes want to read it again and again. So maybe I read throughout the book two or three times, maybe. And I lied, and I read some part. What I like, I read it again and again. And it's a very big story. And this movie, I think it depicts only the small part of the story.
All right. So, I'll admit, I watched it before recording this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a test tomorrow.
Test.
Yeah. So yes. I was studying while watching this. So I might have missed this, but is it Alexis?
Mm-hmm.
Anna's husband.
Her husband's name is Alexei.
Yeah.
Yeah, both Alexei. And husband and the Vronsky, they're both.
Oh, they're both Alexei.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So that's
so Jude Law.
Jude Law,
who plays the husband?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they said it in the movie or maybe they skipped it and they said it in the book or they explained it. Why did he allow himself to be cuckolded?
Cuckolded. What's that?
Cuckolded is what happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spelling is C-U-C-K-O-L-D. So this is when a man allows his woman to cheat on him. I mean, do they explain this? I mean, was it explained in the movie or was it something they skipped in the movie and they explained in the book? Because I don't understand that change that he had.
Why he became cuckold?
Yeah, why he... Because at first he was like, no, I'm going to divorce you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to Moscow and I'm going to get a divorce. Mm-hmm, but then...
Mm-hmm.
Was it his sister?
So that's because Anna gave birth to the baby between Vronsky.
Mm-hmm.
Vronsky's daughter.
Yeah.
And she had a fever, and she was about to die because of the giving birth. And she begged forgiveness for him.
Oh, so that was the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess I missed that in the movie because I did see him like tearing up the litter and he went back. Okay, so my apologies.
So I would say her husband, Anna Karenina, decided to forgive her.
Jude Law.
But after she gets fine, she started to have an affair and she said she would like to follow the Vronsky.
Mm-hmm.
So I think why Kalin never get divorced is for her, probably because for himself, to protect his social position.
Mm-hmm.
But as well as he wanted to protect her from the society scandals. on something.
That reminds me when Anna goes to, what was it, a play?
Mm-hmm.
Opera.
Or play or something.
Yeah. And there was the guy who gave her the pamphlet or whatever it is. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife who gets upset.
Yes.
She was in Bridget Jones's Diary. Yeah, she was the friend, you know, with the high voice, and she was also in Harry Potter.
Oh, so that. Oh, so. The Bridget Jones. So, so the Tolstoy imitates the Bridget Jones's Diary.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, how was the movie as a whole?
So, there are two different things going on here. The story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll admit, I was studying. The story was good. It was a little difficult to follow. I didn't. Maybe because I was.
I guess so.
A little busy. I didn't always understand the motivation behind everything was going on. But, I mean, the story itself is good.
And easy to understand, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I think, you know, Tolstoy writing at this time about really, you know, women's rights, kind of. In this, the freedom of, you know, falling in love and being able to follow your passion. And, you know, this is that's what I was getting from this, you know, love over society or, you know, the traditional structure of a Christian marriage and prearranged. And,
yeah, that's the point. And there is another story, Anna Karenina, and the story of, do you remember the living? The guy.
The farmer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kitty.
Yeah. Living and Kitty's, there are two types of couples in that story. And the title is Anna Karenina, but the leading story is also a big theme in this novel. Do you know the beginning of this novel? Beginning quote is so famous.
I don't know.
Okay, ちょっと待ってね. So famous, so many people. Na Karenina being coach. Okay. All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. This is so famous.
I've never heard that before.
So this is a symbol of this story. And the unhappy family is, of course, Anna and Karenin.
Yeah.
And happy families are Lilian and Kitty.
Yeah, they were a good match.
So I think Tolstoy agree with Lilian's lifestyle.
Tolstoy, was he kind of a communist or pre-communist? I mean, it's a little early, but or just anti-czar? Because I kind of got that feeling of.
So, and the beginning. And the end of the story ends with the story of living. He used to not believe in God, but after he got married, he began to believe in God. So he go back to Christianity, and he think it is right to believe in God and right to behave as a good man. Mm. So this is his personally growth, 言ったらいいのかな?内面的な inner self growth or changes is his big theme. You know? So the contrast of these two couples is very attractive and it makes me so interesting to read it. So I strongly recommend you to read the original novel.
And just the story, because mm-hmm. we'll talk about like the movie, but mm-hmm. just the story, is there that much more information in the novel? Is it that much better than the movie adaptation?
So you mean the movie depicts the original correctly?
The story. Are there events that take place in the novel, not in the movie, that you think are important or necessary, and you should know what these events?
Big events. All big events are in this movie, I guess. そんなに外れてはいないと思うんだけど。But the volume is so big, but movie is so short to depict all. And how important is this episode, each episode? So that is frustrated for me.
I'm sure there's probably some scenes in there that you're like, why didn't they have this scene? They should have added that scene. It's a good scene. But all right, so the movie itself.
Isn't it so beautiful?
No.
No?
It was... way, way too artsy.
Artsy?
Artsy.
Artsy.
Pretentious.
It's not a very theoretical,
theatrical?
Theatrical,
yeah.
Like an opera. There is a stage.
It was, I think, a very bad idea.
So.
Yeah, it comes off way too pretentious. It was, and everything about it, you know, like.
For me, it's attractive. I checked some website about this movie, and some people said this artistic theatrical is the symbol of the society. Some people say that. I think so. なるほどなって思ったんだけど。
Yeah, I think there is a lot of like symbolism. In this movie, but it tries too hard, and it throws it into your face way too much, because you get like Jude Law, the husband, he's always wearing black, and the new husband guy, he's always wearing white.
Yeah.
And you see this change in Anna where she, at the beginning she's wearing a lot of black, but then near the end of the movie she starts wearing white. And then there's again a change in her when she starts wearing black again, because she's worried about this new potential lover for her fake husband. And aesthetically, it's very pretty. The visuals of it's very pretty, but I don't understand it. This idea of it's a play, but it's not a play.
なるほどね。 Maybe the Anna Karenina は何回もこれまで何度も again and again, it was, it became movie かなと思うの。I want to watch the Sophie Marceau's version. Maybe she acted as Anna in Anna Karenina in the movie. So, そっちの方を見てみたいな。
I don't know. Would that be the name of the movie?
Anna Karenina, the Sophie Marceau version.
Sophie, my oh yeah, now, oh, and it has Sean Bean. Oh, that looks good, Sophie Marceau. I don't know who is this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she was in Braveheart. That's probably all I know. She's a French actress.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it has Sean Bean.
Sean Bean.
You don't know Sean Bean?
Ah, who?
He was he was in Lord of the Rings. He's been in some James Bond movies. He was in probably most famously now he was in Game of Thrones. And may I spoil Game of Thrones a little bit? All right, so season oneGame of Thrones. Sean Bean plays Ned Stark. And he is the lead character. He's the main character in this TV series. It's a big TV series. It's based off of a series of novels. There's like five novels. There's going to be two more novels. So we're like, oh yeah, Sean Bean. And each season...is going to be a new book. So there's going to be like seven seasons or something like that. Last episode of the season, Sean Bean, his character, killed. They killed the main character. And that's one of the things that makes Game of Thrones so good.Most of the times you watch a movie, you watch a TV show, you're like, oh yeah, this is the lead character. This character is important. So they're going to survive. Everything's going to be okay. Not in Game of Thrones. People keep dying. And the actors...
New title.
Yeah, and the actors themselves are... They're like, I'm afraid to look at the script. Because my character might be killed. So it's an awesome show. But yeah.
Oh, so nanda. Wow.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
It's on Wow Wow or Stars or something like that. Yeah. Did you enjoy Anna Karenina?
Yes.
Compared to the novel, how would you...
So of course both are okay. Both are, I think they are all, they are dependent.
Independent.
Independent. So we can enjoy both novel and movie. If you want to watch the Keira Knightley's beautiful dresses and want to watch some tragic love affair romantic movie, this is must. And if you want to read more profound theme of how to become good or...If you are reluctant to read the Russian novelist, I recommend to start from Tolstoy because this novel is very, very, he is so storyteller, good storyteller, so you can read it very easily, even if it's long. That's all.
All of his...
Nova.
Are long.
Long. Yes.
So, yeah.
This is shorter than War and Peace.
War and Peace?
One Piece.
Good story.
Yeah.
The acting, I mean, like, Jude Law's a good actor, but his character was just a stiff guy with not much emotional range for the character, so you don't get to see a lot. But, you know, good story. I didn't like it, though.
Okay.
I can see how people would and why people would. But, yeah, all right. So let's move along to Glee.
Glee.
Season 1, Episode 21. Funk. Yes. And this episode, Glee Club gets some bad news. Meanwhile, Mercedes helps Quinn connect with her funky side. And Will gets revenge on Sue. And
yes.
What did you think?
Oh, some... Some unpredictable things happened.
Yeah.
As usual.
Yeah, but...
All of a sudden, Jesse... Jesse came back to walk out of the memory.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah.
Kristoff.
Kristoff, done it.
Kristoff from Frozen. Yeah, he returned. To Vocal Adrenaline. Because he completed his mission.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
That was always the plan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it surprising to you?
Yeah, not surprised, but why now?
Because he's only a recurring role. So they can't have him on every episode. They'd have to pay him more money.
And to get a luxury car.
Yeah.
And flat tire.
Oh, that's right. The SUVs. That was Puck and Finn. Right, so, because... Was that because of the egging? Because they egged Rachel or the toilet paper?
No. Egging is the last episode.
Egging is the last
toilet paper.
All the toilet paper.
Paper.
So they both didn't happen in the same episode?
Yes. Okay. At the beginning, Jesse came back and they go to the McKinley's auditorium and sing a song to threat before. Original. And then they go back to the Grease, and when after Grease came back to their office, there's a toilet paper hanging all over the room.
Yeah, sorry.
So this is a revenge.
Yeah, I was looking at the show notes and I have Abraham Lincoln written in the show notes.
Abraham Lincoln.
I don't remember why.
Abraham Lincoln is Sue's quotation.
Oh, the Chicago Fire. Yeah, there was a big fire.
Fire, yes.
That burned down the city. And it is believed it was started by a cow.
Yes. Cows set fire.
Yeah, it kicked a lamp over. And it set everything on fire. Sue said that Abraham Lincoln was involved. Abraham Lincoln was dead when this happened. He had been dead for quite a few years. So,
yes.
I just want people to know this, that you don't listen to Sue. It's wrong.
Yes. So, this episode is no long time no Sue and long time no Sandy. Sandy appears to have some advice for Will about singing a funk song.
Who?
ほら、Sandy? Sandy, the former teacher of Glee. And he...
his name is Sandy?
Sandy.
I don't remember his name. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. He's such a good actor.
Rebecca Adrenaline's weak point is the funk.
The funk. Yeah. Do you like funk?
Not so much.
No? Why not?
I'm not so interested in that kind of なんか乗れない. I am vocal adrenaline.
soulless automaton? A soulless automaton?
Automaton?
Automaton.
What?
Automaton. That's one of the vocal adrenaline said that. Automaton. A-U-T-O? Auto, A-U-T-O.
Auto, okay. Auto.
M-A-T-O-N.
M-A-T-O-N. N.
Yeah.
Ah, so close. I used it, ne? It's like a robot, ne?
Yeah.
Automaton.
Soulless automaton. We're talking about soulless. What about Will and Sue?
Sue and
Will.
Will and Rena.
And Sue.
Sue romance.
Will trying to romance and seduce.
Yes, seduce. Tried to seduce. いやー、なんか変だったね。わあ。
Kind of gross.
Yeah. Sue も、Sue でよくあんな簡単に引っかかるなと思って。She was easy.
Way too easy. Way too easy. So, maybe she's so mean to him because she likes him.
いやでもあこのエピソード自体は面白いんだけど、But Sue のセリフはいつも面白いなと思って見てた。Sue's line, what she talk about is always interesting and not funny but suggestive. And she uses many metaphors.
Yes.
So poetic, I think.
She is. She's a complete liar. And a big, big time narcissist. But it's a good character. It's probably the best character on the show. Her and Kurt.
Yes. And how about Rachel's egging?
Rachel's egging. That was fun.
but
I felt... I did find it a little disappointing at the end when, you know, Jesse was supposed to egg him, egg her. And she was like, you do it, just do it. You know, because she was like, oh, I want your friends to like you. So you can egg me so your friends can like you. I just thought that was stupid. She's not that weak of a character that she would do something like that. I think it was very out of character for her.
Yes.
What did you think?
まあお話だから it's only the story so 一応話の中では 一応そういう風にしとかなきゃならないじゃん。レイチェルは、レイチェルはあのマッキンリーの生徒だし、あとはジェシーはさ、あとのウォーカー・アドレナリーのチームなんだから、一応話上はそうしとかなきゃならないじゃん。ライバルなんだから。
Yeah, they're rivals. And I think it's, I wouldn't want to say it's common. I mean, like an egging is maybe a little extreme, but there's always a lot of competition between rivals. I mean, like what we saw at the beginning of the episode with the toilet paper. That's actually kind of common. Or, you know, like every school has a mascot.
Mascot.
Yeah, so either, you know, they have like a statue. If their mascot's a bulldog, they'll have like a statue of a bulldog. Or they might have a real bulldog. So you go, and before like a big important game, you know, you would go and like steal the school's mascot. Yeah, you know, you just play kind of pranks on one another, and that's pretty common. But an egging is, it's a little too much.
For revenge, the boys stand up and they try to go out to fight with Boca Adrenaline. And even Kurt joining.
Kind of. As soon as he saw Will, he ran right back.
Boy. Yeah, but as usual, he sing a girl's part when he sing a song.
When he sings,
he joining the girls part, but for fighting, he joining boys. This is the last episode just before the real law.
The last episode before
season finale.
That they had more episodes like this, because I think this episode does a really, really good job of setting up the season finale, setting up the final episode.
Not only as filler.
Yeah. Yeah, this it's progressing the story, and it's creating more conflict between our beloved Glee Club and the Vocal Adrenaline.
So, okay.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to
next week's episode. Next episode.
Yes, the season finale. Alright, so let's move along.
Okay.
To Glee cover songs. Yes, Glee cover songs. This is where we talk about all of the songs that were performed in this episode of Glee. We're going to talk about who is singing it in the episode, the song, and kind of the original artist. And first up, in the surprise performance, we have Vocal Adrenaline singing Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. Everyone knows that song.
Yes. Then, Will sings a little... Rufus and Chuck Khan. Tell me something good.
Yes. Did you like that performance?
I don't remember. Will, I love that. Ah, I like that. before soon, in front of soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad. なんか、もういいよ。そんなに not so attractive. Not so.
Yeah.
Like Sue, it's boring. It's boring.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, all right. Then,、Beck's Loser.
Loser.
Fantastic song. Is performed by Puck,、Finn, Sandy, Howard, and Terry. And I just want to say, this made me remember. This episode, Puck,、fantastic job.Singing.
すごいでよく合ってたね確かに。
I think like for the first time we're seeing him sing songs that is kind of like in his vocal range, in his style, because he like I thought he outperformed Finn in both of the songs that they do. And
and good sing choice, good song choice.
Good song choice for him, yeah. Matches him very well, and it's a great song. I love this song so.
Okay, next, Quinn performs James Brown's It's a Man's World.
Yes, it's a man's world. What did you think of the performance?
The expected mothers dancing? I don't know. How can I say that?お腹大丈夫かなってちょっと心配なんだけど。
I mean, they all looked. The, I, it might be bad, might be inappropriate, but、the pregnant women,、they looked like criminals.
So.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, and Quinn, she can't sing.
そう。
And my favorite performance of maybe the whole series so far,、Puck, Finn, and Mercedes、sing Good Vibrations、by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.、I loved this song as a kid. And now Marky Mark has turned into an actor. So. Okay,
finally. Give Up the Funk by Pond. It's sung by New Directions.
Yeah. And that's probably like the one real funk song.
So, Otto, not real funk.
Marky Mark isn't funk, it's rap. James Brown, I would say, is more soul than funk.
So, James Brown.
Chaka Khan, I think, is a little more disco.
Funk じゃないね soul だよね
Disco.
Disco? Maybe. So,
but yeah. And Queen, definitely not funk.
Definitely. Yes, classic.
Good classic rock. All right. So, next week.
Next week. What to watch?
We're going to continue with Glee, right? Episode 22, season finale. And Back to the Future.
Good idea.
I hope so. And this is the one where they travel into the future, which is our present day.
そうだね、2015年だもんね。
Yeah.
Okay, looking forward to talk about it.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, we'll be able to say, oh, look, that never happened. That's not true.
そうだね、そういうのが言うのが楽しみだね。The difference, contrast.
Yeah, people in the 80s, they were stupid.
So...No hoverboards, okay.
No hoverboards. It's a shame. Although I was very bad at a regular skateboard. I don't think I could do a hoverboard. Okay.
Okay.
All right. right, so that would be all for this week. Let me just beforehand apologize for the quality.
Quality?
The podcast, because I mean, I'm in Fukuoka, so I don't have my regular computer. I don't have all of my microphones, and so the quality might not be as good. Yeah, the quality of the podcast and everything, so the sound might not be as good.
The upcoming 2 episodes is in Fukuoka.
Yeah. Yeah, so there'll be 2 more episodes after this. I'm here in Fukuoka. I'm here for 3 weeks. So the quality might not be as good as before. Hopefully it's not too bad.
So instead, you can talk about Fukuoka so much.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you the Fukuoka news next week.
Yeah. I'm... If everyone wants to know that I've had a hangover all day.
Okay. じゃあお聞きいただきありがとうございました。また来週もよろしくお願いします。来週お届けするのはグリーのシーズン1エピソード22と Back to the Future 2 Part 2です。よろしくお願いします。それでは、お聞きいただきありがとうございました。来週もまたよろしくお願いします。See you!
Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.